PBIS Journey to Genius. Are you in the process of implementing PBIS? Are you wondering where to start? You are in the right place. We are here to support you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to our weekly podcast, PBIS Journey to Genius. I'm Diane Farrell, and I'm here with
Diane Ruff.
And Diane and I have worked together for many years, and we have put a PBIS system in our schools that has received many awards. And we have put a podcast together that we're doing every week to share our trials and successes so that maybe you might use those to help you in your positive behavior intervention journey. So this week, we're moving on to a new episode, and hopefully you can catch up on our old episodes by joining us on our podcast. So Diane, what's it about today?
Well, today we want to discuss personalizing the acknowledgement system, empowering students to develop intrinsic motivation, because that's really important. It's really hard to motivate students, and actually we need to teach students how to motivate themselves. So to help us do that, we've invited Autumn Thomas, fifth grade teacher, to be on the podcast today. Welcome.
Welcome, Autumn. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been teaching for 11 years in elementary. I teach math and social studies, and I absolutely love it. I could not imagine teaching any other, middle school or high school. So elementary is the perfect place for me. I'm a mom. I have two girls. They're teenagers, so that's fun.
No one thinks that's fun.
I am an Army brat, so I've lived all over the world. I've been to 12 different schools in my, K to 12 years of education. So I definitely think having that as a background helps me reach my students.
Tell our listeners where you were born.
Well, I was born in Alliance, but I lived 8 years in Hawaii. 8 years in Germany.
Yes. Wow. That's what we find so incredible. Those of us who have never even been to Hawaii or Germany think that living there for like 8 years is amazing. So Autumn does bring a lot of experiences to the table and to her teaching. So every time we do a podcast, every time we have a guest, we ask them why they got into education, what pushed them in that direction. What do you think pushed you into education?
I knew I wanted to be a teacher since I was a little girl. And it might be silly, but I was five, with the stuffed animals lined up teaching them. And I've always known that was my purpose. Like, I've always known that this is what I was meant to do. This is where I was supposed to be. This is where I was needed most.
And we have had guests both go both ways, because that was kind of my beginning. I wanted to be a teacher from the get-go. Diane, not so much. She started out with another major in mind, and then, paths lead us in different directions.
But I would say we have had quite a few guests say that they knew from very early on that they wanted to be a teacher. Yeah. So that's great. So what's your aha moment?
So my aha moment, it was my first year of teaching. And it's fractions, and no fifth grader loves fractions. And I was trying to get them to understand, how to add fractions together. And I always ask them to show me, if they're a one, a two, or a three. If they're a one, they're understanding what they're learning. If they're a two, maybe they have some questions. And a three, they are confused. And I had this one kiddo that was confused. So I explained it a different way. I draw a picture this time, and she's still looking at me like, I don't know. So then I pull out a third way, and the third way I teach her, she says, I get it. I understand. It makes sense. And I was like, whew. I really went through all of the different ways to try and get her to understand, because it was important for the next steps. And I didn't think anything of it at that time. I was just like, okay, check mark. I did that. At a parent-teacher conferences a couple of months later, the mom thanked me for taking that time and getting her to understand and not just saying, okay, we'll do it at another time.
Yeah.
But she really appreciated that. And
so you need to know that little girl went home and told her mom about that. So that was so impactful to her that day that she remembered all the way home that night and reiterated that for her mom, so much that her mom remembered at conferences to let you know. So that's truly impactful.
That really is.
Because how many fifth graders at night, they go, how was school today? Okay. Like nobody says anything.
Right. What'd you do today?
Yeah. Nothing. So look how we know that, because we had kids. But she didn't. So that's an amazing experience. A big aha.
And that was 11 years ago, and that has stuck.
Still stuck with you.
With me, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, wow. Okay, so we have talked about the acknowledgement system here in our school. That's a big PBIS buzzword. And Autumn does that in her 10-day rewards. And we're going to talk. So we have had first grade talk about it. We've had fourth grade talk about it. And each grade addresses it a little bit different. So we want to know how the fifth grade does it in your class. What are the rewards? How does it happen? How often do you meet with the kids? You know, what do you do?
Okay, so students love 10-day rewards. That is their favorite reward system that we have come across thus far in the classroom. And every day, if they're safe, responsible, respectful, if they are making good choices, then they earn a sticker. And they put the sticker on their star chart, which goes in their leadership binder, which we'll talk about later.
Okay. It's next topic.
And so they get those daily, you know, because they earned it that day. I think it's most beneficial to get that reward that day, the star. And then after 10 days, however long, after 10 stars, excuse me, they earn a reward. Yes. And so we have a list of rewards, and over the years, kids have added to those what they like best, or we've taken away that nobody wanted to do. And so some really popular ones in fifth grade are sit by a friend, because they get to sit by a friend in my classroom and in the co-teacher's classroom.
And that's so important.
Good. They love that.
They love that.
They love sitting at our desk. That's another fun one. They love, because it's like the throne of power. They think they get to sit at the desk. they love that. In the cafeteria, they love eating with a friend from a different classroom. Yeah. That's a big hit. Fifth graders love to help a previous teacher. So I have them write a letter, and I have a letter template, because a lot of them cannot write a letter. So I have a template, and then they have to write it, set it up correctly, and then they plug in the information and send it to another teacher.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
And they love going back. And then those teachers are intentional with, okay, I have a fifth grader coming, and I'm going to have them work with these friends, or we're going to play bingo, and they can help me do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great idea.
Enjoy that a lot. That's a very popular reward. Another one for fifth grade that I think is super sweet is they love bringing a stuffed animal. I love that.
They still like that.
Yes. They still love that, and they're very proud to show it off. So those are another one that the boys really like is playing a game with a friend. And we have Everyday Math. So we have McGraw-Hill math games. And they pick to play a math game with a friend.
Wow.
Which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
So the boys love to pick that.
That's
and it
neat.
Doesn't cost any money. They can sit with their
friends.
This
is what I just wanted to say. Not one thing, because we've talked about that. Sometimes, that was in one of our other podcasts, that they go, well, we just can't afford PBIS. It's too expensive. There's not one reward that is on the highlight fifth grade reel that costs any money.
Correct.
Yeah. And did you have the students, or every year, do you have the students help pick the rewards?
Yes.
So you don't say, these are the rewards we're going to have.
Right.
They help to come up with
absolutely.
Those.
Because sit at my desk is not my most favorite thing, but they like that. So yes, yeah. They get to come up with the list.
Yeah.
So themselves.
Yeah.
And then I offer ideas of, hey, what about this? You know, do you like
right,
this?
Because you know ones that have worked in the past.
Right.
So you can like interject and they're like, yes. Oh yeah, that would be great.
Right. Or sometimes it could be not wear shoes in the classroom. And they bring slippers to wear in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So they like to do that.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, awesome. Awesome.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So another part of the acknowledgement system is the leadership binders that we really, I think you started maybe last year a little bit, or did you dive in this year with it?
My previous co-teacher who retired, we were doing them as a folder.
Okay.
And then we expanded last year to a binder.
Okay.
We added more things in there after doing the Leader in Me training.
Right. And so the leadership binder is really all about trying to build that intrinsic motivation. So do you want to talk about how you do your leadership binders and how they all like it?
Right. So I love the leadership binders because it helps students be accountable for their learning, academic, personal, and behavior. So how that works is at the beginning of the year, they have the binder and it's divided up into five sections. So you have about yourself, they have WIGs, their wildly important goals, their learning, their leadership, and their celebrations. So in those five main sections, like about themselves, there's going to be like at the beginning of the year, every teacher does an all about me page where they write their favorite color, you know, they have brothers and sisters, what favorite things they like to do. And so that simply can be saved and put in your leadership binder. Some other things, like their star behavior charts where they earn their 10-star reward, that star chart goes in there. They have, we do freckle and lift off, and the students record their levels. Those go in there, and they love keeping track of that.
Mm-hmm.
If fifth grade, we do leadership jobs. So if they're a recycler, they filled out like an application for these different jobs, and whatever they get chosen for, okay, then we have certificates that says you've been hired, and then whatever their job is.
Oh, how cute.
So that goes in their binder. With MAP, they have MAP growth charts. They have one for math, language arts, science, and it's a graph. So they write where they are, how they would like to get there. So the steps they're going to take, we meet one-on-one and talk about this. Those are in their leadership binders. If they've got honor roll, principal list certificates, those can go in there under celebrations. The new one, the NBA, the yes, basketballs, those are in their leadership binders. Anything that's of interest to the kids that the kids want to showcase, they can put in their leadership binders.
I love that. So the NBA is something new.
I was
going to
say,
again,
if you're out there listening for the first time, I've retired this year. So it is very important for Mrs. Ruff to keep me up to date. And as soon as you said that, I'd go, okay, I know about everything else, but I don't know about that. So let us know and let our listeners know.
Schools are really struggling with getting kids back in school attendance. And that's a big deal since COVID. So one of the things that the assistant principal here in our building came up with was never been absent.
I like it.
For the NBA, 9 weeks. So we broke it down by 9 weeks. So NBA for the first 9 weeks, NBA for the second 9 weeks. So we actually have basketballs, little basketballs that are paper, like cardboard basketballs that we write on it and say, you know, you're in the NBA for the second 9 weeks, never been absent, and take their picture. Give them a lot of woohoos, and now they can put that in their leadership binder.
Yes, because a lot of times students get papers, you know, and they're like, what do I do with this? And I said, well, let's put it in your leadership binder under celebrations, and they love that.
I love that too.
So,
and at the end of the year, this is a huge thing to take home.
Yes.
And be a part, like, this is what I did. This was everything. Because you forget, as the year's going through, you know, it's like a big scrapbook for mom too.
Absolutely.
And dad.
Absolutely. And that's what students like about it is that what one of, I asked the students what they liked best. And one little girl, it was so sweet. She said, well, when I get sad, I like to look at my leadership binder to see everything that I accomplished. Oh. So I know that I can still learn. And I thought that was so impactful from a 10-year-old to
That's an aha moment right there, Autumn.
That's
I mean,
genius.
Oh my gosh.
It's genius.
That is genius, yes. Because one, the fact that she can verbalize that.
Right.
You yes. know, that you asked her on the spot, what do you like the most about your leadership binder? And she could say,
yeah,
you know, when I'm sad, I can look at what I do well instead of the things right now that are in my mind about what I don't do well. We all need a leadership binder, don't we? I think we do.
Yes. And other students have said they like that it shows their personal achievements, what they've accomplished so far. Like one gentleman I asked, I said, what do you like about your leadership binder? And he said, I like that I can see my levels. He said, I like to track my levels in Freckle and I like to see that they're going up. Or for Liftoff, I like to see that they're going up.
Yeah. And now, do they set goals for you in those? Do they say, okay, in Freckle, I want to get to here and then do that? Or in MAP, I want to get to here. Do they set those ahead of time or?
Well, for Freckle, their goal is to, they want to be in the purple.
Okay.
Now they don't know what the purple means. They just know purple is fifth grade.
Okay.
But they just know that their goal is to try to get to the purple.
Okay.
And I don't tell them what the colors mean because, you know, everybody is working at their own level.
Right.
So their goal is just to
get to purple.
Get to purple.
Right.
And when they get to purple, they get a certificate. Freckle came out with certificates this year. So I just print out a bunch of blank ones. And then I write on there, you know, they passed all these levels. And once they've passed all five Freckle domains, then it goes into our shout outs, which I love that we're doing this year. I just email Mrs. Miller and she shouts out that they've passed.
Yes. Know, all so their Mrs. Miller levels. Is doing, you know, the Lexia shout outs, the Freckle shout outs, the
nice.
40 book challenge shout outs. So we're tracking that. And the month of December, we did like 550 shout outs.
Holy moly.
Acknowledgement shout outs. And also nice. In January, it was 500 and some. And that's not all of the acknowledgements that happened in the building. These are just the ones we're tracking because we don't know in the classroom really what all you're doing too. So we feel like we're doing a lot of acknowledging of behavior, but also academics.
Right. And the positive academics, I believe, drives, then you have the positive behavior too.
That's our next thing. Okay, so, but one leading to another. Look at you, already going forward. Because you say that the kids are excited about their binders. They love to share you, themselves, their parents, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do you see that changing their behavior?
Well, I see that they love tracking their goals. And so, like, we have a 2:30 study hall time. Like, they're intentional with that time. If they don't have something, like, missing work they need to work on, then can I work in Freckle? Absolutely. They want to pass those levels and improve. They also we meet with another grade level. And we meet with second grade and we share binders. So the kids are paired up with another buddy and they share, look what I've done so far, because we do it a couple of times a year.
Look how cute that is.
And they really like that, sharing. You know, the second graders look up to the fifth graders.
Sure, they're sharing their accomplishments with the fifth graders. Yeah, that's awesome.
The fifth graders get to be mentors to the second graders. So
I really liked the talk. You know, the students can say, this is where I am right now, and this is where I want to be. We had made a video in January, and several of the students talked about, I'm not there yet. Like, you know, I haven't mastered this yet, but I am working towards this. And I have not heard students talk like that. And I was just so impressed by that they... they understand they're not there yet, you know, but I'm working towards it and I plan on meeting that goal by the end of the school year.
Absolutely. And that's when I love when you come on the announcements every day and you say, you know, why are you here? And the children respond with to learn. Mm-hmm. That applies in the classroom. I use that all the time because if somebody gets frustrated with not being where they want to be, you know, I say, what does Mrs. Ruff say every day? Why are you here? To learn. So that's what you're here. You're not here because you already know everything. You're here to learn things. So that's okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
I do too. And even that positive attitude about yourself, like when that little girl said, if I'm sad, it makes me feel better about myself. If a student doesn't feel good about themselves, number one, they don't want to come to school because that is just, if I don't feel good about myself, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to come to school. I don't want to do anything because I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. But if I start to feel good about myself and I get to see my highlights, which is like a highlight reel, then I'm a little bit more motivated to get up and come to school, be in the MBA, mm-hmm. you know, do things like that. So all of that is that positive, intrinsic, you know, motivation. I think it's amazing. Well, okay. So now let's look at teachers who are sitting here in awe of you, Autumn. They're like, oh my gosh, we want to start that. When you think back to when you started the Leadership Binders. Now, you had always done behavior conferences. You had met with kids about behavior goals.
Yes.
You know, you kind of had that already in place. And we've talked about that in our thing. But how did you transition to the leadership? How did you start it that very first year?
Well, my previous co-teacher and I...
Because this is advice to other teachers who are starting.
So we had all of these pieces of information about the students separately. So we had star charts on the wall. We had behavior charts, you know, and this. We had, you know, the All About Me paper. All of these separate things that we already do. We thought, well, why can't we put them together in one place? And then we save it. Mm-hmm. And then they have it in a folder. And then when it comes time for conferences... conferences with the student or conferences with the parent, we have all of that information in one place. So we started small. We put their 10-star reward charts in there and then their behavior goals in there. And we just started with that. And then every year we thought, well, let's add this to it. Let's add this to it. And then when we went to the leader and me and they talked about leadership binders and we did a little more research to see how could we make it manageable for us, we divided up the binder, and then we just found, hey, at the beginning of the school year, we always do a paper for the kids to fill out about themselves because it's the first day of school.
Yeah.
So that can go on the binder. Mm-hmm. We always talk about setting goals, you know, and how they're going to reach those goals. Let's put those papers in the binder. So it was already things that we did. We decided to put them in one place.
And then leader in me recommends the five sections again. Do you want to say those five sections again? Because I really like those.
It's myself, my WIG, so my wildly important goals, my learning, my leadership, and my celebrations.
Yeah, that's really good.
And that's how you have it divided up now.
Yes.
But I like how you said you started small. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm listening to this and I'm not a leader in me school, so I don't know anything about leadership binders and I don't know about those five things, although now you do because she just said them. We all as teachers have things about our students. Like we all do. Like you said, absolutely. We've got this on the wall. We've got this, this, and this. But to begin that with maybe three things, you know, four things, five things, and then to add on to it. But your categories from Leader in Me, that's awesome. And anybody, even if you're not a Leader in Me school, can
you could still do that.
You know, for sure. What Autumn said.
Absolutely. Because about yourself, that's just information about you as a student. And then any of your goals, any goal setting you do could go next. And then your learning. So if you do freckle or if you do lift off, those
or map,
charts, or like, map, yeah. Those can go in there under their learning.
Samples
where
of writing.
Right.
You know, do a sample of writing in the fall, one in at mid-year and one at the end, and just so you can see how your writing has changed.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm going to interject a minute about using them in conferences because you brought that up just a minute ago. So just say a couple minutes about that because I think that's real powerful. Mm-hmm. Look, as a teacher, I remember when I used to prepare for conferences, I was getting out pieces of work. I was trying to average grade, you know, that whole thing to get ready for that parent where you can just bring this out.
Right. It's already done.
That's
and I didn't do it.
And you didn't have to prepare for it. So right. If a parent just calls and says, I want to have a conference on my child, you go, fine, we can do it today because I have a leadership binder all ready to go over it with you.
Absolutely.
How amazing.
And we started this fall. We were testing it out this fall to see how it would go. And it went really well. So we asked for the students to come to conferences.
I was just going to say, did you?
I wanted to say, did you have student-led conferences? I wanted to say
it. So we had the students come in and we practiced beforehand with the students, like before a parent-teacher conference. You know, we would have them come up, okay, show me your binder. What's your most important things you're excited about? You know, we made sure they understood what all of those papers were because parents, if they look at the binder, they're not going to know what math goals are.
Sure.
Maybe.
Kids have to explain.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we practiced ahead of time.
I love the front loading. They did before the conferences.
Yes. And so we just said, okay. And they sat down and they said, to their grown up, this is my conference. This is my binder. And they explained every section. And any question they had, like they would look at us and then we would look at the student. And then the student would answer the question of whatever
it was. I just think
that's
so empowering.
So much.
Empowering. And again, you know, that gives the child a chance to show off their genius because we talk about everybody. Can everybody be a leader? I don't know about that, but everyone can be a genius in the thing that they're good at, you know?
Absolutely.
And so that's an opportunity to shine.
Absolutely.
And I just, that's
and be a part of the conference.
Yeah.
And be an integral, not just sitting there, you know, worried about what they're going to say about you. Like, you know.
And what you can't do.
And right.
It's
and all what
about,
you can't
can
do. It's
do
what
this,
I can
and
do.
And this is where I want to go next. And that's what I liked when we made the video because the kids, we didn't, and we did not front load the kids like you did. We just went around and asked kids to share and they just shared automatically, which tells us that a lot of teachers here in the building are teaching that way, you know, that celebrate where you're at and then here's where I want to go next.
Yeah. That so growth mindset.
Yes, right. The growth mindset.
That is so awesome. Well, thank you, Autumn, for coming. I have learned so much today. Absolutely. And this is just an awesome piece in the PBIS puzzle. So if you have any questions out there about leadership binders or putting this together in your school, this kind of acknowledgement system, be sure and email us because we would love to answer any emails. We are getting emails coming in now and then, so that's awesome. And we can always hook you up with Autumn. She can email you back. If you have anything specific, please email us at pbisjourneytogenius@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. If you just type in PBIS Journey to Genius, you'll find it. So thanks for listening to our show. I'm Diane Farrell.
And I'm Diane Ruff. And you've been listening to PBIS Journey to Genius.